until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haiti.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Here goes Henry up a big running game against Dallas. Derrick Henry on the run. Henry and Lewis chasing at the 40, at the 30. He will score. And pitches to Allen. Got traffic. And the ball's knocked down. It's a fumble. It's a live ball picked up by Kyle Hamilton of Baltimore. So Buffalo went to the tricks. And Allen had it knocked out of his hands.
It shows what a group of men is capable of, a group of people is capable of, when they just put their heads down, they don't worry about what people are saying, and they decide that they're going to go to work every day. And when you do that as a football team, you have a chance to improve, and we have done that. I think Todd Monken and the offensive coaches, Willie Taggart, the running back coach, all of our guys have done a great job with kind of working through all the details of how to, you know, actualize the vision, the idea. Okay, we could be this, we could be that, but you got to put it together. So it's starting to come together, I think.
Went back to work and kept improving. And I told them, I go as they go. And then we all tied in together. But they getting criticized, and I'm with them. So, I'm just proud of them.
It's the start of it. You know, we got the running game going, you know, but the receivers, they did their part. You know, this is the type of game, you know, we had to run the ball more. You know, they planned too high, and they're just, you know, just did what he's supposed to do on the offensive line as well. But our receivers helped us out a lot, too.
Lamar Jackson, Ravens quarterback, national TV fun. Quarterback rating over 130 for the second straight week, throws less than 20 passes for the second straight week, completes most of them for the second straight week, multiple TDs on top of it, basically saying, hey, without saying it, all right, they're not getting a lot of targets, not getting a lot of catches, but they're doing what they're supposed to do, blocking and holding their own in circumstances that are called for that sort of thing. Maybe their time will come. Maybe not, but 2 weeks in a row, Derrick Henry was brilliant. We heard him saying, trust in the offensive line. I mean, 87-yard touchdown where he was going faster than half motorcycles you see out there. He's had 350 yards in the last 2 weeks, whatever it is. I mean, we talk about this offensive identity for the last 2 weeks, kind of an indicator to what the identity is for the Baltimore Ravens offensively.
Yeah, Bob, I was just going to say that I think they've kind of found it because – all the things that you said, Bob, I mean, over 135 quarterback rating last two. The only other thing to add to that was over 30, basically 30 points both games. You know, so, I mean, they're scoring points. Quarterback is super efficient and are running the hell out of the ball. And that does a lot of things. It eats clock, number one. It keeps your defense off the field, number two. So I kind of like, I mean, if I'm a receiver, I'm not crazy about it, because they're not getting many targets at all. Bateman had one and Flowers had two. So that's not fun if you're a receiver. I'll say this, though. The tight ends, they didn't get many targets. They did do a hell of a job blocking in space down the field. Andrews made a couple nice blocks, likely had a couple blocks. So they did a nice job. But Lamar is running the show. And the guy who's playing really good, Justice Hill. I mean, the draw plays and the screen passes, he's playing fast. And I said off air, Bob, I thought the team looked really fast last night. They looked fast. They looked aggressive. They showed up to play last night at the beginning of the game.
They were all over Josh Allen like a Kmart suit. Yeah. Ravens offense dominated a Buffalo defense that, and you did the keys that is vulnerable in certain spots. I was surprised, however, Vinny, given the injuries to the Ravens offensive line, that Buffalo couldn't get to Lamar Jackson at all last night for the parade. He was under duress a little bit, but yeah, not like we've normally seen through the first three games of the season.
Well, I think that Von Miller is old. Rosengarten didn't have a problem with him, and they didn't even, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think they chipped. Ronnie Stanley did a good job on, I never saw Rousseau in the backfield. Nope. So, I mean, they did. And Ed Oliver, I never even noticed. And I think I liked the lineup. And I think Rosengarten's there to stay, Bob. Right tackle, that's your job, Rod. You're ready. And I thought he played well. I thought the run stuff, he did a really nice job because he's really athletic. I thought he did a nice job there. And Falele, I mean, the other reason, Bob, why this is kind of their identity, because we're not talking about the O-line. You know, in the backfield, Lamar running for his life. When were we doing that? When he was throwing it 30 times. Because that they don't do that well. And this stuff, they do well. Falele's playing good in the run game stuff. Does a nice job. The one who struggled the most was Linderbaum in the run stuff last night. And McCary does a nice job. But I'm hoping that Voorhees can become that starter, and then McCary can be his sixth man of the year award guy again. And Ronnie Stanley's playing pretty damn good over on the left side.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, 35-10. Final score. Buffalo came in here undefeated. They lead with their first loss of the season. Ravens even their record at 2-2. They go to Cincinnati this Sunday, which obviously we'll be talking about throughout the course of the week. But Josh Allen and that offense for Buffalo have been cooking. And granted, Miami's not what we thought they were going to be because of injuries. Jacksonville just kind of stinks, I guess. They've lost 9 straight starts with Trevor Lawrence, but they handled their business against the opponents in front of them. But in a matchup of two teams who may wind up as division winners, probably because the Jets just lost at home to Denver and New England's New England, it was very one-sided in favor of the Ravens. And the thing I'm talking about, now I'm going to fan it up here, finally winning at home and doing it impressively, and it's prime time, and I get it. They spanked Detroit and Seattle last year. I get all that. But, you know, to win this game the way that they did, I think they look like the team, Vinny, a lot of us thought they were going to be before they went to Kansas City for the opener there.
Right. You're exactly right, Bob. And the thing that was impressive was, you know, they're up 21-3. They come out, they get the ball, they go 3-and-out, and Lamar, you know, gets the penalty right off the get-go, so it puts them behind. They go 3-and-out, you know, and then Buffalo starts to drive it a little bit, Bob, you know, and they, or no, it was after Lamar's fumble. Ravens are driving, Lamar fumbles, then all of a sudden they're coming back down the field, and then they fumbled, which kind of, well, because it was 21-10, and then they're going to make it 21-17, and they're on the Ravens side of the line, and then they get the ball, and then they went and closed it out, which was a good thing to see, because finally, you know, they put their foot down. I mean, 7 minutes to go in the game, Josh Allen's out of the game.
Yeah, Trubisky's in the end zone trying to throw Hail Marys there. So the Ravens get that record to 2-2. Got a lot of interesting things to talk about in the NFL. There were some upsets. Some teams remain winless. Others remain undefeated. Stay tuned for that. Orioles, they sweep the Twins as they win yesterday, 6-2 over. And coming from behind, they were down 2-0. But McCann and then Kerstedt hit a bomb to center field. So now the playoffs are set. They have Kansas City tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Oriole Park in Camden Yards. Corbin Burnes against Cole Reagans. Corbin Burnes has pitched in the postseason before. As a matter of fact, 8 games with Milwaukee. Only 2 starts, because early in his career, he was pitching out of the bullpen. But then he was the dude, Cy Young Award winner. So he gets the rock. Orioles have won 5 of 6 heading into the playoffs. And yes, we've had a lot of angst. And I've been whining about them like everybody else has for the final 2.5-3 months of the season. But they're healthy as they've been in a long time. And outside of Grayson Rodriguez, they have everybody back. And now they get the Royals, who scuffled down the stretch. They righted the ship. Chicago beats Detroit. Kansas City beats Atlanta. So Kansas City's coming to Baltimore. And it's going to be interesting, too, because it's Bobby Witt. It's Gunnar Henderson. You got some young star power firing all cylinders here. So we'll talk about the Orioles, their playoff run, which begins tomorrow. Matt Weirich joining us. You want to talk about the Orioles? Are you feeling better about them than you were, say, 2 weeks ago as they head into this wild card round? Since New York won the number one seed, if the Orioles get by Kansas City, hello, Yankees this weekend in the Bronx. And I am so, I mean, I'm usually wrong. Look, I picked Buffalo to beat the Ravens. My fingers are crossed that this series happens, because it's going to be epic. It's going to be crazy. And it's going to be intense. And it's going to be wild. Because the Yankees, I think, to some level, might fear the Orioles. Because the Orioles have won there. They're 8-5 against them this year. Orioles certainly aren't scared of them. First things first, though, get past Kansas City before we start getting into all that sort of crazy talk. Mets and Braves played a doubleheader today with significant playoff importance. We'll get into that as the show goes on. Terps. Hey-o. Hey-o. You force four turnovers and turn it into zero. And Billy Edwards played well.
Yeah.
Penalties continue to doom them. Ty Felton got hurt. Indiana's 5-0 for the first time since 1967. But Maryland, Vinny, we were talking about last week. They blew the game against Michigan State. They lose at Indiana. They got the bye at Northwestern. I don't know. Season's kind of teetering on a disaster, perhaps, for Mike Locksley.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, that was, and we talked about it, Bob, that was the Indiana game, swing game. You know, you win, kind of catapult you. You lose, probably looking at like five. And, yeah, they lost.
Yeah, and look good at times,
yep,
but
inconsistent.
Second half, Indiana just kind of imposed their will. Maryland got a little whatever touchdown late. But, hey, Navy's 4-0 because they beat the Fighting Dilfers of UAB.
Navy and Army, yeah, both of them. Yeah.
And there's a chance now in the American Conference they could play a couple times this year. So Navy's doing some good things down the road in Annapolis. But Ravens win. Orioles going to the playoffs. That's what matters. You want to get in and talk about it, you can. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw here on The Fan. You know, there's still things that they can improve upon and probably could have put more on the board. But you mentioned the Lamar fumble.
Yeah.
And they got lucky when Henry fumbled and Ricard, you know, just kind of took everything from everybody else. But, yeah, tip of the iceberg maybe for them offensively?
I think so, Bob. I mean, I like the basically the two-headed monster at running back. I think that really works. I think we kind of saw, you know, like – when it first started out, Bob, it was like when Justice Hill was in, it was a pass. When they looked like the first game, it looked like there was two offenses. Now it's kind of meshing. They're finding out what they do well and what makes them successful. And right now, the receivers are the ones that are going to kind of pay for it a little bit.
But you mentioned Stanley in the first segment. Here is Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. We'll hear from him as the show progresses. But Stanley, healthier than he's been in 5 years, felt good, playing well.
Yes,
for the
he
most
is.
Part.
He is. And he's playing athletic, and we're not seeing guys run over him. And we didn't even hear Russo's name last night. So, yeah, I think Ronnie's doing a hell of a job. And Bob, good for him and good for the Ravens, because he's a free agent after the season now, and if he stays healthy – with as bad as O-line play is in the National Football League, he'll get some money somewhere. But, Bob, when we talked about it, because you mentioned you weren't all that impressed with Buffalo. When I watched the film, I wasn't, you know, I said all week long.
I picked them to win.
Yeah, I wasn't that impressed with. I said this, that Ravens defense compared to their defense, I'd take, if you went player for player, I think 8 out of 11 I'd take the Ravens. And on offense, it was like 7 or 8 of the 11 also. So I thought it was a bad matchup for Buffalo. After I watched the film, I thought for Buffalo, it's a bad matchup for them. And it was.
Yeah, Ravens starting to percolate, go to Cincinnati Sunday at 1 o'clock. Bengals get their first win. We'll get into that when we do our AFC North whip around here. But let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Ravens 2-2. Orioles and the Royals tomorrow. Game one of the wild card performance. We got you covered big time on The Fan with that one, as we're going to be down at Pickles Pub getting you ready for the Orioles, trying to win their first playoff game since, what, 2014? 10 years. Kansas City rematch, Nolan, of the 2014 ALCS, which Kansas City swept, and they were doing all them hand gestures. I still hate Eric Hosmer to this day.
Feels like yesterday. I was a freshman in college, skipping class to watch those games. Now I can't really skip out on work, so I'm struggling here.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Terps lose. They're 3-2. They got a bye, but, I mean, it could be crisis time down in College Park. Brian in Owings Mills. Brian, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Vinny and Bob. Hey, man, Bob, first of all, let me say revenge is, you know, best served cold, so, you know, the Warriors going to take care of business.
I hope
Vinny,
so.
Vinny, what's going on, my man? I told you the Jets were frauds. I told you they were garbage. You wouldn't believe me. You didn't believe me. He said, Aaron, I just got a quarterback rated at 109. I was like, come on, baby. They stink. Hey, Diddy, tell me this, baby. How does Broncos win the game and the kid only had 60 yards in the air? Only the Jets. Oh, please call in, Q. Please, because you're embarrassing. I love it. Just keep doing it every week. This is great. Y'all have a good one.
All right, Brian is calling in to napalm the Jets. Hey, whatever. I mean, at least he's not trying to fire Harbs, because he would sound pretty ridiculous doing that on a Monday after they just won by 25 points. But Denver, let's make it about them for a minute, if you don't mind. They won at Tampa last week and at the Meadowlands this week. What, 13 or 12 sacks in the two games? In doing so. So how about that Broncos defense now starting to take notice of what they're bringing to the equation here?
Their defense, Bob. Well, it was raining yesterday in New York, but I mean, still, it's Aaron Rodgers. Their defense was spectacular. And the Jets defense, the first half, Denver had minus 7 yards passing.
No doubt.
So it was a good game. But yeah, that Denver defense, because Tampa kicked the crap out of Philly. You know, so, I mean, that Denver defense, you're right. I mean, they're good.
Yeah, Jets lose at home. Greg the leg a little off there, and that game-saving potential kick for them. But that's their problem. Ravens win. Orioles get in Kansas City tomorrow. Start of a best-of-three wild card round. 4 o'clock tomorrow, 4:30, game two. And if necessary, 4 o'clock on Thursday. Let's go to Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, what's happening?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, Bob, Vinny, and Nolan. And Vinny, glad to see you back. I hope everything went well.
Oh, yeah, I'm good to go. I feel better than I've ever felt.
Great. You're definitely in our prayers.
Thanks.
So, want to say this. Hey, great win, Ravens. I love it, I love it, I love it. In terms of the Orioles, of course, when you go into the season, you would love to win the division. But what's most important is that you make the playoffs, because that's what gives you an opportunity to win a championship. And I'm fine with not winning the division. Let's be the wild card, because let's do something different than what we did last year. Because the concern, as we all know, winning the division, you always going up against someone who's won, they're lathered up, and they're playing with confidence. Let's be that team instead of going up against someone who is already that team. And we get the games at home. I'm looking forward to it. Don't know what the rain's going to do, but hopefully that won't cause an issue. But let's go Orioles, and I think we're going to go ahead and beat the Royals. And then I certainly want the Yankees. I'm looking forward to having to play them, because you're right. The Orioles do not fear the Yankees. And one last thing. That play on the first offensive series for the Ravens, was that the same play that Ray Rice ran in the 2019 playoff game at the New England Patriots?
2009 playoff game where he went.
That was 2000. Sorry. Sorry for the extra one in there.
Yeah.
2009. That's what I meant.
Yep.
It was.
Hey, thanks, Harry.
Down. Ricard kicked out, and Andrews sealed the backer. I don't know.
The Ray Rice, I think, was first play of the game, wasn't it, Nolan?
Right. That's probably the only similarity.
I think that was, to the left side.
Yeah.
Because Flacco did not have a good game statistically. Ravens just kind of dominated, forced a lot of turnovers, but the result was the same. Kind of set the tone for what the rest of the evening into the afternoon would hold for the opposing team. Orioles, they win yesterday, so they won 90 games, 91-71. First time since 82-83 they've had 90-win seasons back-to-back. Now, I'm an old man. Not ancient, but old enough. First 18 years of my life, they had 15 90-win seasons, right? 67, Frank Robinson, Jim Palmer got hurt. 76, they won 88 games. Reggie didn't. He didn't show up a month into the season. The 81 was the strike year when, in my opinion, they were the best team in baseball. But since 82, 83, they didn't win 90 games again until 1997. And then after 1997, they didn't do it again until 2012. So to have them do this back-to-back years, I go back to what we talked about last week. 3 years ago, they were the worst team in baseball. And here they are doing things that historic Oriole teams did for the first time. Many, many presidents ago. Now, if they get swept by the Royals, I'm sure it's going to be a Whambulance Fest coming up here on Thursday. But let's tackle that, no pun intended, when we get to it. Ravens, they were tackling Buffalo in a big, big way. Ravens are 2-2. They go to Cincinnati. I'll say it here. If the Ravens win Sunday, they're going to run away with the AFC North. Now, if they lose, then things get interesting for everybody involved. But they beat Cincinnati. Bengals are 1-4. Cleveland stinks.
Yeah.
Steelers are where they are. Ravens should. If they win Sunday, they will roll to the AFC North. Then again, I picked Buffalo to win, so don't take it with a grain of salt.
Every game, every interview, every take, 105.7, the voice of the fan.
Ravens 2-2, 35-10 demolition of the previously undefeated Buffalo Bills Sunday Night Football. Lamar Jackson, 13 of 18, 2 touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 199 yards, 2 TDs, 1 via the air, 1 on the ground. Should have had 3, fumbled into the end zone, but luckily, you know, it's your night when Patrick Ricard recovered. Kyle Van Noy, 2 sacks, OA had 1. I'm guessing Kyle Van Noy, we're talking Mike Preston during the changeover, who was on the Big Bad Morning Show. Through 4 games, Kyle Van Noy's got to be the defensive MVP. 6 sacks in 4 games.
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's been making plays. And, Bob, he looks good. He looks athletic. He looks quick and fast. Much better than he looked last year. I mean, he just is playing exceptionally well right now.
Now, Mark Andrews, only 1 target.
Yeah.
Isaiah Likely, only 2. Now, again, when you only throw the ball 18 times, people aren't going to eat as much as they would like. But going back to the first segment, Vinny, are we seeing an identity change in this Ravens offense? And are the receivers, tight ends included, going to have to get used to this philosophy where, you know, Mark Andrews, you're not getting 8 catches a game anymore?
Yeah. Does this kind of remind you a little bit of 19? A
little bit.
Yeah. Where they're run heavy. But, I mean, you kind of got to do what do we do best? All right, early on, we tried to throw it a lot, and the O-line, I mean, that's all we talked about. That's what the national media was talking about, how bad the offensive line is. Falele was horrible. You know, we couldn't block anybody. And then the last 2 weeks, run it 45 times and 34 times. Quieted the O-line. The O-line, now we're talking about how well they're playing. Because then what happens when you're running the ball so well? You're hitting play action pass on first down and stuff, and you're not getting the pass rush. You're getting plays on first down. So you're not in third and long where you got to throw it all the time. So, I mean, that is the benefit of what they're doing. They're playing to their strength right now.
Lamar Jackson made a couple of great throws with zip on him. The one to Aguilar and double coverage and the one to Likely.
How about the Bateman, too? That one was nice.
I mean, he had some zip on that fastball. Like you said, 2019, the Ravens were the number one pass efficiency offense in the league.
Yeah.
As Lamar led the NFL in touchdown passes on his way to his first MVP. Maybe it is deja vu 5 years later all over again. Orioles take it on Kansas City. Royals, they limp into the postseason. Did beat the Braves yesterday to overtake Detroit for that third wild card, or the second wild card, rather. But the Orioles, they're on fire. They won 5 of 6, close out the season. They're as healthy as they've been in a long, long time. Could Albert Suarez not make the postseason roster? We'll talk about that with Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun at 11:30. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, talks about last night's win for the Ravens. So let's get out to the phones. Go to Tim in Baltimore. Tim, thanks for holding. What's up?
How you doing this morning, fellas?
Good.
Good, good, good. You know, I think something that doesn't get talked about enough that I think we step over with our receivers is the year Hollywood Brown left, I think he had 1,000 yards, and if not the same year, the year before, Mark Andrews had 1,000 yards. I think we can groom receivers. We just got to take advantage of the opportunities we get. Even last night, Rashad Bateman dropped a touchdown pass in the back of the end zone, and Mark Andrews dropped a pass. And both of those would have put Lamar probably, I think, over 200 yards passing, which would be my parlay, but we're not going to talk about that anymore.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Well, the only thing is with because you go back to the drop pass by Andrews, then I think Lamar ran one, and they got it back.
Sure.
So I'm not sure if that cost him, you know. He would have had a lot of yards after the catch on that one. Andrews would have.
He was wide open.
Yeah.
Exactly. and Bateman would have another touchdown on the year, you know?
Yep.
And I think that's the part we're missing. Nobody's taking advantage of those big plays. No, they might not get the ball 5 or 6 times apiece each game, but those 2 and 3 times usually are in the red zone, end zone, or big situations where they can make big yards. But if we drop in the passes, then how are we going to have a receiver that has 1,000 yards? It's impossible.
Well, be efficient. I mean, that's one thing to look at, too. I mean, when you hear your quarterback, Tim, has a rating over 130 back-to-back weeks,
yeah,
he's taking advantage of his situations. And to your point, though, it could be even more impressive if others are making plays. But I'm not going to sit here and bitch and complain after a night they win by 25 points. I feel bad for your parlay, so I feel you on that one. But, hey, a win's a win, and I think the Ravens are about to really take off here in the AFC North.
Yeah, I agree. Go O's.
Yeah, no doubt. There you go. There's Tim. It's Vinny at 8105.7 The Fan. Let's get back to the phones. We are going to Chicago. It's Steve. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
You guys just talked about it, that passing game. I actually got two things. The passing game, you know, this reminds me so much of 2019. We get to the playoffs, and then when we got a pass in order to advance, we couldn't do it. So I think it's nice to win these games in blowout fashion, but they still got to work on that passing game. Second thing is, go ahead.
I think you know how they're working on the passing game is the way the passing game's going to get better when the O-line gets better. So right now you're kind of developing the offensive line as we go. Now, Rosengarten's going to be the right tackle. All right, Falele's the right guard. Is McCary going to be the left guard or Voorhees going to be the left guard? But, you know, like 6, 7, 8 weeks from now, maybe the O-line can handle more passing and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The other thing is Harbaugh and these wasted timeouts, man. He's got one job, man. That's to, you know, be involved in the game. And would you call that a mental error, Vinny?
Yes.
Where he don't know that the refs use one of our timeouts. That's a mental error. So I don't know if you guys recall it. It was either last year or the year before. Harbaugh actually he challenged something, and it's one of the few challenges that he won. But when he won it, they moved the ball back 2 yards. So he won it based on a technicality. But we lost 2 yards on the play because they had to move the ball back because he was right. Do you guys remember that?
I don't, as a matter of fact.
No. The thing is, you know, like Joe Gibbs, he put Danny Smith, the special teams coach. He said, Danny, you come to me. Anything that goes on the, you got to know every rule, Danny. You come to me and tell me, you know, what I should and shouldn't do. You know, so Harbs has got to have somebody like to come and tell him, John, you're not allowed, or somebody up in his ear. Somebody's got to be able to tell him, John, you're not allowed to call another timeout. You know, it'll be a penalty.
But that, it's a gaffe that, you know, is
didn't
kinda,
hurt right now.
But it was unacceptable.
No doubt.
You would say.
No
Vinny
doubt.
At 8105.7 The Fan. If you're on the phones, we'll get you when we come back. We'll talk about the Ravens win 35-10 over Buffalo. Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner, top of the hour. Whip around left 15. What happened in the world of sports over the weekend? Well, Maryland lost, but there was a hell of a game between Alabama and Georgia. We'll talk about that. Matt Weirich, preview Orioles and Royals. Wildcard starts tomorrow, 4:05 down at Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Albert Suarez, he pitched well yesterday. What does that mean for him in the wild card roster situation? Looks like, according to weather.com, because I'm Bob Haney, not Bob Turk, the window for playing appears to be wide open here. Because, you know, the Helene, and I mean, that was a disaster down in Florida. So thoughts and prayers to everyone affected by that, friends and family. But, you know, coming up the East Coast, you get the vestiges of it. Hell, it's rained here for a week.
Yeah.
Over a week.
Supposed to stop 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And the Orioles play at 4. Let's party, baby. Nolan, you going to be down at Pickles or no?
Not for the show, although I'm monitoring the ticket resale market, thinking about going tomorrow. So we'll see.
Hey, you're the one that's never seen a world championship, my friend. Get your ass down there.
Right. I remember I was there 2012, game 2 of the ALDS. That's the only postseason baseball I've ever seen. So got to rectify that.
And they won that game. So
that they did.
Hang
yes.
your hat on that one. All right, let's get out to the phones. Ravens won last night convincingly over the previously undefeated Bills. Let's go to Ed in Arbutus. Ed, what's happening? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Bob, Benny, to both you gentlemen. Ravens, three-phase, fundamentally sound in football execution. Pre-snap verbal communication on both sides of the ball, clearly visible. No such thing as a whisper champion. First offensive play, up front, hat on hat, collective unit spring blocks with the perfect off-season acquisition, power and speed tailback, hitting the whole square with a burst. Absolute thing of beauty. All-inclusive team blocking, game-long tremendous. Raven skill players, no nonsense, maximum effort to head north only with the football in their hands to move the chains. Justice Hill, Derrick Henry, outstanding effort. Raven defense, constant pressure up front led by Travis Jones, flushing it out to Van Noy to force flush the quarterback out of his initial intended play. Stand-up Raven defenders swarming with a numerous run through the tackle, short thud hitch to the ground. Again, Kyle Hamilton's tackling technique is exactly how you teach it. Roquan, Simpson, Humphrey, Stevens, Washington with notable hustle. Special teams, punter Stout and the cover guys flip the field with zero return precision, and it can be every game. Thing I like most about this victory, proof positive of the basic premise of the sport of football. The team that blocks and tackles the hardest, the longest wins. Last thing today, gentlemen, no lids on leadership. Can clearly see it's encouraged by the head coach and the phase coordinators. Lamar remains the ultimate example of the competitive NFL warrior, and his team responds. That's it, and I thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed, thanks as always. Good analysis of what he saw last night.
Yeah, and Bob, I thought that last night Marlon Humphrey played his best game of the season. And I would say that 90% of his play was in the slot. And he was kind of playing on Shakir a lot of the time. But I thought he was physical. Thought he played well. And, you know, I was happy about that. And then, like he was saying, like Ed was saying, the two form tackles were beautiful. One by Roquan and one by Kyle Hamilton. I mean, they were really, I mean, those were teaching tapes right there.
Yeah, the Roquan hit on James Cook.
Oh, yeah, that
had
was awesome.
Collinsworth talking about Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, now you harken back to those days. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Yeah, not much, man. Big win, man, for them Ravens yesterday, man. Big win for the Olds, too. You know, we finally solidified our home playoff game. You know,
getting hot at the right time. All about momentum.
Yeah,
Uncle Mo.
Exactly. Exactly. So, man, you know, I'm going to be the game at 4 tomorrow, 4:30, right?
4:05, isn't it?
4:05. So, yeah, I'm going to have to come straight from work, man. And I'm going to have to change down there at Pickles, something, man, you know. So
you can get behind the 105.7, the fan broadcast booth, and do what you got
to
do.
Why don't you take Norm with you to the game?
No, can roll, man. Come on, man. Roll with us, man. You know. Be a good time.
You got an extra ticket for him?
Well, can you guzzle Hennessy and suck down McUltras there, Nolan? Or you ain't welcome.
I can blend in.
Hey, I know y'all boy Q ain't going to call today, man. You know, because what's up with that, man? The Jets lose at home against Bo Nix? Like, yeah. Come on, man. The guy passed for like 60 yards yesterday, man.
Yeah, -7 the first half.
Everybody laughing at the Jets.
Hey, man. Yeah, he's talking all that crap. I had to pay him his $100 last week, too, you know, for the
he did call you out. He did call you out on the air, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but hopefully we'll see them next weekend, man, up in the Bronx, though. So, you know, because I got faith. We're going to take care of business. Now they say the Royals, right, they steal a lot of bases. You know, so and we can't hold
Adley,
base, so.
Adley and McCann are going to have to we might see McCann get a little catching run because he usually catches Burns and that Adley be the DH. But then again, then you sacrifice O'Hearn, who's hot all of a sudden. That's why Brandon Hyde's going to make a lot of money making these decisions over the next couple of days.
Yeah, he just better make the right decision when it comes to that bullpen.
You
man.
Know how they don't you steal know. Second base, you keep them off first. How's that sound?
Yeah, how about that? But, you know, I'm just concerned still about this bullpen, though. You know, that's the only thing.
Valid concern.
Me.
Valid concern.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully Burns, you know, you can let him go a little bit, man. You know, at least get him to the seventh inning, man, you know, and see what happens, man. As long as Hyde make the right decision who to bring in. You know how he like to bring one guy in, throw one pitch, and, you know, play musical chairs, man. Let the hot guy stay in. All this matchup stuff and analytics and what the computer tell you to do, man. You know, for all that, Bob Haney can be the manager if you're going to listen to the computer, right?
Well, hey, I won my APA championship multiple times. Hey, real quick, Rashawn, who's in first place in the NFC East right now?
I believe it's the Commanders, man.
Yeah, how about that?
The Commanders, man. That's not going to last for long. We all know that, man. You know.
Keep that Raven shirt on. Screw them Cowboys. Yeah. All right, Rashawn, we got to go, man.
All right, have a good one.
See you down there, Rashawn, in Baltimore. Talking about the Orioles go to the playoffs. Ravens get a big win last night. We'll come back. Talk about that Ravens win. Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Whip around 11:15. We get into that college football talk. Terps lose at Indiana. Maryland 3-2. Indiana 5-0. For the first time since 1967. And we'll preview the Orioles and Royals with Matt Wyrick from the Baltimore Sun. Then it's a Funhouse Trip with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw, coming up around 11:45. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on The Fan.